You too, that's right. Please join me in that show. Namam davat, namam davat, namam davat, namam davat. Nam. That's great. I just had a question. Are we going to do two paramitas today? That's the second time I've been asked that this morning. You're all very good at math. You know we have how many days of Terakoya? 5 days of Terakoya, and we have 6 paramitas. So today, we're going to talk about the last 2 of the 6. Can someone tell me what those last 2 are? Do you know?
Meditation.
Meditation, and do you know another one, Sarah?
Wisdom,
meditation and wisdom. And so I won't tell 2 stories today. I'll tell 1 story that combines these 2, because all of the paramitas are very closely related. A couple days ago when we talked about, endeavor, we talked about patience. I think it was patience. We talked about patience, and I remember Mako Onisan said to me, patience requires discipline, right? So a lot of these are connected to each other. And this is particularly true of meditation and wisdom. They're very closely connected to each other. They're kind of like 2 sides of the same coin. And meditation, when you think of meditation, what do you think? What do you think when you think of meditation? I see Kate doing something like this, you know, so you're sitting quietly, right? Yeah, how about you, Anderson?
Being quiet.
And meditation is right, it's about being quiet in your mind, quieting your mind. So there are many different ways that we can be quiet in our mind. When we walk, we do the walking meditation, we ring the bell, and that reminds us to pay attention and to walk quietly when we come over here. Our chanting is also a kind of meditation, even though we use loud voices, right? We use loud voices, but our minds maybe are being quiet and listening to the words we're chanting, listening to the Buddha. The Nembutsu is, what's the Nembutsu? Does anyone know what Nembutsu is? Yeah, do you know him? Namo Amida Butsu. When you say Namo Amida Butsu, you're also listening to the Buddha. So we quiet our minds. And so this is something that grown-ups do, but it's also something that all of you can do. Children can do. And today I'm going to tell you a story about a child who was very good at meditation. And this, again, is one of the stories of the previous lives of the Buddha. And this child was a quail. It's a quail. Do you know what a quail is? Yeah, we have some here in California. Yeah, Anderson, what's a quail?
It's a type of bird.
It's a type of bird, right? So when birds are very small, where do they live? Where do baby birds live?
In their nest.
They live in a nest, that's right. And when they're very tiny, when they've just hatched, how do they get food?
By their mom.
By their moms, or maybe?
Yeah.
Their dads, their parents, their moms and their dads will bring them food. And what kind of food do you think mommy birds and daddy birds bring to their baby birds? Yeah, Enzo?
Worms or fish.
Worms, maybe fish, maybe, what's that?
Bugs,
worms, fish, bugs, maybe some seeds. Birds also eat seeds, right? So there are all these different kinds of foods that the mommy bird and the daddy bird would bring to their baby quails. They had 7 babies. They had 7 babies. And of those babies, 6 of the babies would eat anything. They were so hungry. They would eat worms, they would eat bugs, they would eat seeds, they would eat and eat and eat. But there was one baby bird who would only eat seeds. All the other worms and the bugs, this baby bird would let his brothers and sisters eat those other things, just eat the seeds. And so, what do you think happened to this little baby bird? Yeah?
He didn't like the bugs or the worms.
That's what his brothers and sisters thought. They said, why don't you like bugs and worms? Bugs and worms are delicious. And this baby bird, the one who would only eat seeds, said, it's not that I don't like them. I'm sure they're very delicious. But what I do is I sit quietly and I I meditate and I quiet my mind so that I can see things as they really are. And what I see is that these bugs and these worms are also alive, like me. And so, because I don't want to be eaten, I'm sure they don't want to be eaten either, right? So that's wisdom. So with meditation, we can quiet our minds, but then we can see things and we can see our connections with other people. So he had meditation and he had wisdom. He had the wisdom to see that, oh, these bugs don't want to get eaten. But birds, quail, they eat all kinds of things. And so if you eat all kinds of food, what happens to your body? Yeah?
It might,
Okay, you might get a tummy ache, but you know, we eat all kinds of food. If you eat a balanced diet, if you eat protein, and if you eat, you know, you drink your milk, what's that?
Vegetables.
If you eat a nice balanced diet, what happens? Your body becomes strong. That's exactly right. So if you think about it, so all of these birds that were eating all the bugs and everything, a nice balanced diet, what do you think happened to their bodies?
They were strong.
They were strong. And when birds get strong, what do?
They
fly. That's right. As they got stronger, the one by one, the brother and sister birds learned to fly. Okay? But this little bird that only ate seeds, what do you think happened to him?
He turned really little.
That's right. He didn't get stronger. And so the other birds said, don't you want to be strong like us? Look at us. We can fly so fast. We can go out and catch worms. We can, we can do everything we want with our strong bodies. But this baby bird who would sit and he would meditate, and he had a very clear mind, he said, well, there are different ways of being strong. Some people are physically strong. Some people are very fast. Some people can do lots of things. They can lift heavy things. But some people are strong in their hearts. They have strong hearts. So even if they're not able to do things physically, they're able to do wonderful things through the power in their hearts and their minds. And so that was another kind of wisdom this baby bird had. So one day, they were all sitting in the nest, and everybody was thinking about, what are we going to eat next? What are we going to eat next? And it was the baby bird, the small one, who noticed. He noticed something. He was sitting and he was meditating, and he noticed a smell. It was the smell of smoke. Smell of smoke. So if you smelled smoke in the forest, what would you think?
Fire,
that's right. And so this baby bird said, there's a fire coming. He was very calm, but he told everyone, fire, fire, what fire? And sure enough, as just in the next few minutes, then a fire came, smoke and flames. And what do you think all the birds did? They flew away. They were strong, and they flew away as fast as they could. Yeah, Anderson.
The baby bird died because
That's right, the baby bird couldn't fly away. That's right, he couldn't fly away, so he was there in the nest. And as the fire came closer, he said to the fire, he wasn't afraid, he wasn't angry, but he said, oh, hello, fire. I'm so small and puny, I don't think you would want to eat me. There's nothing here for you. And so the fire got closer, and then it just stopped because that baby bird spoke the truth. And he had this powerful heart and mind. He wasn't afraid, wasn't angry. He was able to be calm even in the face of something very scary. And because he was able to speak the truth that was the truth of his clear mind from meditation, the wisdom he spoke stopped this fire from burning. And it's said that that place, this is a place in the mountains of the Himalayas, the mountains where Mount Everest is, that even to this day, forest fires will never burn in that spot. So this is a wonderful story that tells us about the power of having a calm mind. Of course, we should all eat a balanced diet and try to grow up to be nice and strong. But this story tells us that even if we're not strong in our bodies, that we can be strong in our hearts. And that the most important thing is to have a clear mind so that we can face the challenges and difficulties that come to us in our lives. So in our tradition, the way that we can practice this having a calm mind is by saying Namo Amida Butsu, calming our minds and hearing the wisdom of the Buddha. And then, even though we're not strong enough to do everything that we might want to do all by ourselves, by listening to the Nembutsu, by calming our minds, we can receive the power of the Buddha. The power of the Buddha is the power of working together and helping each other out, like we talked about a little bit yesterday, too. So I want to thank you all very much. This has been a wonderful week. We've learned all about the six paramitas of the Buddha. You've all been wonderful listeners, and you've really enjoyed the way you've helped me in our conversations with the Dharma Talks. And so this will be our last service, but we'll see each other again later this afternoon. And of course, you can come any Sunday if you want to hear more Dharma Talks and spend more time together. You can come to a bone dance practice and run around in the parking lot, too. Okay? So we'll conclude our service here. Please join me in Gassho. Namo Amida Butsu. 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 Namo Amida Butsu.